the great Indian pandit, you know, Asanga. So Asanga, you see, did retreat for 12 years to achieve Mithya Buddha, to have seen Mithya Buddha, but didn't see Mithya Buddha in the hermitage, you see, during the retreat. Even after doing 12 years, didn't see there. And the only, so he left the retreat. Left the retreat, you see, three times. So didn't see Mithya Buddha. So I think tried for 3 years, didn't see anything. You know, didn't see Mithya Buddha, then left. He left, and then I say, I don't remember the category there. What's the first show? Anyway, so one time, so he left the hermitage. So then, so on the way down, he saw one time one person was cutting rock with thread. With thread, you know, cutting rock. So thread, you know, over the rock like this. And then it made a rock, it made a mark on the rock. Rock was worn out, you see. So he saw this. Oh, this person is there. You know, even the thread can cut a rock. So why not I can use Mithya Buddha? Then that inspired him. then he went back to the, he returned back to the hermitage to continue to retreat. You see, to teach Mithya Buddha. Then I think 3 years he did something that then continue retreat. But nothing happened. then he left, came down, and then and then he saw, water, you see, dripping, you know, on the rock, you see, each drop of water is very, very soft, it's very liquid, you see. But each time, you know, it's nothing hard. It's not like iron, or it's nothing hard, you see. But each time, drop by drop, you know, hitting the rock, it made a hole in the rock, you see. Oh, he saw this. Oh, why not? Why not? I can achieve Mithya Buddha. So that inspired him, and then he went back to. Went back to do Mithya Buddha. Then tried 3 years, and then nothing happened. Then he left. Then in the road again, he saw, I think, the eagle or something, you see. So you know, come out and fly, go back in the nest, you see, go inside the rock, you know, come out, you see, each time the eagle, so each time go inside, fly out, you see, the wing touches rock, the wing is soft, you see, touch the rock, so the rock is worn out, you see, so you saw this. So, but I think that I can, give it inspired him. So, oh, even if wing soft feather, you see, can make a rock one out. So, oh, why not I can achieve? Why can't I achieve Mithya Buddha? So he went back again. So like this, he did 12 years. You see. And then that. Then nothing happened, so even after 12 years doing the city, nothing happened in the hermitage, you see, this Mithya Buddha. So, in the road, he saw a wounded dog. Wounded dog, it's a dog which has the lower part, the body with a full of wound, you see, and filled with the maggots. So, yeah. So then, by seeing this dog, he felt, you see, unbearable compassion. So then he sacrificed his life. He cut his flesh from, you see, So cut the flesh from there, spread out there, and then you see, spread there, and then so that the worms have food to eat, you see, because they were dying. So he crossed the eye, went to pick up the maggots with the tip of the tongue, not by finger. He went to the cause danger in their very flesh also. So when he went to pick up the worms by closing eye, his tip of the tongue, with the tip of the tongue to pick up the worms, but he could not couldn't feel you see touching. So he opened the eye. He opened the eye. And then he saw there's no dog there, you see. It's Maitreya Buddha. So it's Maitreya Buddha, you see. Yeah, that you see. And then he grabbed, what I mean, he has been trying to see Maitreya Buddha for so many years. So he grabbed him. So the Maitreya Buddha, and so he, I guess, Asanga, so a little complaint, see. Why didn't see before? So because he tried 12 years to retain the hermitage. So yeah. So Maitreya Buddha said, yes, I was there always with you. And he proved, Maitreya Buddha proved that he was there in the hermitage, always with him. And he said, because you in the hermitage, you know, you speech. So then the Maitreya Buddha show marks, you know, where Asanga speaks. So that he was there all the time. So that is another. This story has two aspects, you see. So there, because you see the coming obscuration. The defilement, you see, there's defilement which blocks blocks the mind, which obscures the mind to see Maitreya Buddha. Maitreya Buddha is always there, but there's a, you see, obscuration, or you can say mental pollution, but obscuration, you see, that obscures the mind to see Maitreya Buddha, you see. So that was unable to purify during the retreat. only a little purified, so they could not see. Material is always there, but could not see. See, only in the road, after he generated unbearable compassion and sacrificed his life for this wounded dog. So, you see, to this single being, you see. So, only then, only by that, you see, that, I say, that kind of obscuration, that will blocks to see me, see, obscure one, just that, pure light. Only that time, pure light. Then now you don't see dog. Now you see Mithya Buddha. You see, like that. So, Mithya Buddha. So, so here you can see before, so connect to this subject what I was talking about, you know, Buddha's, you know, activities of where guiding sentient beings, guiding us sentient beings. So, so you see, there in the cave, you see, unable to see anything. Then, in the road, then you see, because there's only karma to see from a dog. You see, Sangha had karma only to, that time, you see, to see only in the form of dog, but there's no karma to see actually an aspect of Buddha. So therefore, manifest as dog, wounded, filled with maggots. See, like that. So that's manifestation, see. So that's one karma with Asanga at that time. You know, see, even had done 12 years retreat into the hermitage, so that. So after unbelievable compassion generated self as life to a sentient being, to the dogs. So then, then you see, so, then you see that he became obscuration, purified, it's gone. See? So now, then, because can see Mithya Buddha and Aspect Buddha, then can see Aspect Buddha, then now manifest in the Aspect Buddha. See? Like that. It's not that from Mithya Buddha side, it's not that, you see. Didn't have compassion, you know. Didn't have compassion. Doesn't want to see Asanga. Doesn't want to meet Asanga. doesn't want to show. See, in the Buddha aspect, you know, in the aspect of Buddha. Doesn't want to show. See, it's not that. causing problem or difficult to Asanga, you see. And so, so Mithya Buddha doesn't want to show him to Asanga. So, to cause problem, to make it difficult for Asanga, you see. It's not like that. So, the material side, you see, there's compassion. There is Buddha. How much we love our soul, you see. How much you love yourself. One love oneself, you see. I mean, one loves oneself the most, then most, then you see, among all, among the numberless sentient beings, among the numberless human beings, you love yourself most. And among the numberless animals, you love yourself most. Among the numberless hell beings, the hell beings, you love yourself most. And among the numberless hungry gods, then devas, older gods, devas, suras, asuras. So among all those beings, among all the sentient beings, you love yourself. So see, most, you see. But you love yourself most. You cherish yourself most. So that's generally see, most of us that's the kind of attitude of the situation of the mind, character of the mind, of this, you see, the attitude. But if you compare to Buddha, how much of Buddha cherish or love to you is 100,000 times much more than how much you love to yourself. You see, the, even though you love most, one love oneself most among all the numberless Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, all the rest of the sentient beings, you love one love oneself the most, cherish the most. But if you compare the enlightened being, you see, who completed all the understanding, who has achieved omniscience, and who completed compassion towards us numberless living beings, you know, without discrimination to each and every single beings, including oneself, you see, having developed compassion, completed the compassion. There is nothing more to develop, complete, and to you, but that compassion to you is completed. Nothing more to develop, you see. Just about all living beings, as well as a perfect power to reveal, to understand each and every single sentient beings, each and every single human being, each and every single animals, all the different types of, can read every sentient being, each and every single sentient beings, without, exception, without leaving out even one. So can directly see, can read everyone's at the same time, you know? Not for us cannot see, for us even difficult to see at this level of mind with the, always what we think, what appears to us, what we think, is not necessarily correct. See, there's always mistakes. What appears to us, reality, and what appears to us, there are many mistakes. What appears to us, so much of the time is not according to the reality. See, reality is something else. So, so Buddha's, the holy mind can see, they can read directly, can read, and the numberless living beings, their mind, you know, can read at the same time. Even if we are able to read, but not all together, not all at the same time, you see, one by one, one after one by one, but we cannot read two people's mind together. Even one is able to see, can read, but not together, you see. even we have clairvoyance, not omniscient mind, but some foreseeing knowledge, you know. Even we have some clairvoyance, but to be able to read others' mind, but not all together, you see. Not two people mind can see together one by one, you see. So anyway, so at the same time can see everyone's, you know, level of intelligence and characteristics, all these details, you see, karma and everything. And then power able to see, able to read, and then able to reveal the every single method, whatever it needed, whatever it fits to them exactly, you know. You see, many methods, you know, even same time and different time, you see. As the karma changes, as the level of intelligence and the level of mind develops, you see, then you reveal different methods. So that to be that even once, and then so the perfect power, so you see, having developed. So Buddha, compared to Buddha, you see how much Buddha cherish you, you see, cherish each of us, as you see, 100,000 times much more than how much you love yourself, you cherish yourself or love yourself. Buddha's love to you or cherish you 100,000 times much more. So I say, then the perfect power to reveal the method. See, so here you see. So therefore, you see what asanga material that cherish asanga, you know, 1,000, you know, 100,000 times much more. See, cherish, you know. Love, you see. So it's not that being miserly to show aspect of Buddha to say, doesn't show to Sangha Buddha. But so anyway, so you know, there's so therefore you see, it's not we don't want to show, but you see, cannot a Sangha sat before didn't have karma to see. Only later you see, then in the road able to see dog. In the form of dog, so we manifest a dog. Afterwards, after that kind of obscuration that's gone, then able to see Buddha, then manifest Buddha. So see like that. This is an example. So how Buddha, the Guru Puja, channel Russian door open there, not to just somebody changing to Tianja, Kinsa diligent. So, exactly according to the various sentient beings or objects were subdued, they actually see in their mind. So, manifest, they see. In any form, it appear in any form. See, then having tense religion, so having perfect understanding, the compassion, then see the having the action, the to work for the fellow sentient beings, skill means. Yeah. that we are chen. Chen is having all these qualities. Please be here. Please descend here. Please be here. So that. So here. So now here. The Asang, say Asang asked Mithya Buddha, say, why didn't I see before? Or grabbed Mithya Buddha's shoulder and why didn't I see before? The Mithya Buddha said, there was another, before that, there's another story that said, so to prove, we see, so now Asanga can see Mithya Buddha. Asanga see Mithya Buddha in the aspect Buddha, you see. Well, then to prove that more, you see, that to Asanga that he, Mithya Buddha was there with him before. So then to show the people, so Asanga to carry Mithya Buddha on his shoulder and went in the city, went in the town, not New York City or not Brisbane City. Anyway, went in town. See, I came Mithya Buddha. He went in town to show everybody. Oh, here's Mithya Buddha. You know. So he told everybody, come to look. You know, here there's Mithya Buddha. You know, he carried the town and tell everybody. But they could not see Mithya Buddha. They could not see. they could not see anything. The only one old mother saw carrying dog. You know, only one old mother saw Asanga was carrying a dog. They can carrying maybe Hasa Apso. And joking, yeah, right? I'm not sure Hasa Apso. Anyway. So anyway, one old mother in this town, nobody see anything. Only one mother saw, who has a little bit better karma, you see, a little bit more pure. So see, Asanga was carrying a dog, you know, saying, Mithya Buddha, please come to see Mithya Buddha, you know. So you see, so that. So nobody could see. Even the dog, they cannot see. Even the form of dog, what the mother see, other people, most people cannot see. You see, so that. So. Then so that's to prove more to Asanga. You see. That Mithya Buddha was with him during those 12 years in the hermitage, you see, to show. But Asanga could not see, to prove that. So anyway, then Asanga, Asanga, you see, then Mithya Buddha asked him after Asanga, you know, made some complaint, you know, I didn't see you for 12 years, you know. So then Mithya Buddha asked, what do you want? What do you want from me? So then Asanga requested for teachings. Mithya Buddha took Asanga in Dushita Pure Land. So there's two types of Dushita. One is the one is Devadriram Dushita, and Devadriram Dushita, and then the other one is so like a monastery isolated from the, you see, from the from the town or from the city, you see, from the village, a little bit distance. So that so both then the Dushita Pure Land, the Mithya Buddha's Pure Land. So then, one morning, there might become the lifespan thing, difference the human beings and the devil, Dushita, you see. So one morning, Dushita pure land. So Mithyabhatta gave teachings. So the five, the Chamchu Denga, the five, the divisions of teachings of the Mithyabhatta. This Avasamana Karga to the Kendi so then one morning of Tushita is come the time Tushita pure land to see one morning. So Asanga which is for human beings I said it's 50 years. For human beings, 50 years, but in Tushita, it's one morning. They made it to this Tushita Pure Land. And then, with the Asanga, so the teaching that he received from Mithya Buddha directly from his own mouth, then he, you see, after he came down this world, then he wrote five commentaries called Sadhana. Five commentaries on that, he said.